You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And he had to serve a suspension and things like that. But he was a head coach, right? He was a head coach when that happened. He's not going to be the head coach now. You know, there are going to be certain things that he is just not tasked with, you know, that I think would prevent or prohibit him from really being able to wreck a program, you know, like people would fear. And so I would say that it seems like the most reservation, to the extent that there would be any, is simply just his age.
Yeah, is he still going to be sharp? And I would say you've made this point since you broke this news, but you got to think Penny Hardaway's got a feel for that, right? You don't still want him all these years later after you first get hired unless you got a pretty good feel that not just that that Larry is good there when it comes to still sharp, all that kind of stuff, but that he's going to come here, handle everything you throw in front of him, can go a season because you don't bring Larry in here to do half a year. You got to feel pretty good about that. You think if you're Penny Hardaway, you've done your due diligence to feel like Larry going to make it through.
Yep, I think you're right. Let's go to the lines here, phone lines here, 535-377-6535-ESPN. We go to Terrence. Terrence, welcome to the show.
Hey, listen. On Larry Brown being 80, it depends on what kind of 80. You know, if he's 80 in good health and he's active, it's a go. It's what Penny wants, and I think you have to, if Penny is comfortable with it, I think we need to go with it.
Terrence, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, there's certainly, there are different kinds of 80. I mean,
there's going to be different kind of 81 because you're going to be 81 in September.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
We have kept throwing around that 80 number.
I mean, he would have to be the oldest.
So I was just researching to see if he was the oldest ever.
He would have to be.
We just
don't know if he'd be the oldest ever.
This man said.
I don't know.
We just looked up Martelli, and he's in his 60s.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think he would be the oldest serving coach in the in basketball. But Hubie was old. He was with the Grizzlies.
How old is Hubie Brown?
Hubie Brown is 87. All right? So when he was with the Grizzlies.
Man.
When he was with the Grizzlies in 2003, what was that, 18 years ago? He was 70.
He's 69.
Well, he's turning 70. You know, I mean, it's... What's the difference between 70 and 81, bro?
This man older than Hubie when Hubie was.
But nobody talked about Hubie.
The difference is the nursing home, John.
Hubie was the coach of the year.
Yes, and he's one of those, like our caller was talking about, like Terrence was talking about. He's still sharp.
He's 87.
And he's still doing games.
He's
87 now. He's still doing games. Still sharp for the most part. Every once in a while, you get some sentences that trail off.
That's okay, dude. He's 87.
Larry going to be like, Penny.
What?
What?
Exactly.
What, coach? What is it?
Hold on. I forgot. Penny, we got to go to the zone.
Okay. You've gotten your rocks off. Chris, you're on.
Hey, guys, man. Penny Hardaway in his hire, if it happens, it kind of reminds me of a dude who's on probation who wants to go to the store to get some cigarettes and his tags are expired. I mean, with Memphis' situation right now, man, how many chances you going to take? I mean, you're already looking at possibly sanctions, and now you want to go hire Hubie Brown.
Larry, not Hubie.
Larry Brown, I'm sorry.
What's the difference? Old-ass white guy, right? I mean, what's the difference?
They might be related.
I just don't know. I don't know what the NCAA and how they seem to have this thing for Memphis. It seems like that's just adding on to it. What do you guys think about this?
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
A fair point to be concerned about that.
We've addressed this before, right? We have addressed this before, and I think our consensus is that there is nothing that you can do to either side when it comes to the NCAA that is going to change their opinion of you. That's what I don't know. You may think differently, but I don't think Memphis could hire, Mother Teresa, you know.
So here's the deal. it's already wide open because you allowed that to happen when you made the decision to play James Wiseman. We've talked about this. You're in the IARP because you played James when the NCAA was saying he's ineligible. But once they got here, and Johnson, you could ask about anything. Okay, so your books, to lack of a better way to say that, but they've been open to the NCAA for a minute. Got that? So they've had their run of the place. They're running around asking questions. Folks either going to talk or they're not going to talk. But that's been happening already. You bring Larry in, well, that book's already still been open. And, right, Larry's got to do something at that point to get you in more trouble. Because remember, guys, they're already asking any question they want right now. That doesn't change when you bring Larry Brown in here, mm-hmm. okay? And you got to think that those questions that we've talked about, what was this, a couple of months ago, John, we were talking about, feel like that was coming to an end. I mean, those questions. Didn't we say that? And so the point being that it doesn't open the book back up, because, hell, they've already been through the book once you bring Larry in here. And your plan for him is this. He's not dealing with yep. recruiting and transcripts and all that stuff that got him into trouble with SMU and tutoring and that kind of thing. Larry's coaching the players that Penny Hardaway brings in. And so that you don't reopen the case. You don't add to the case. Mm-hmm. Larry would have to do something in Memphis. Well, guys, for the most part, they're taking away the keys as far as that's concerned.
Right.
I mean, you know, in terms of, okay, well, you're not doing this, but you're doing this. So there's no chance of him adding on. I get the concern, and I get that, you know, that because it's true. NCAA always going to pick on Memphis. That I truly believe. When I was a kid watching this program to all the way through covering it to right now, it's always been the case. Memphis grew up, NCAA going to be all over you.
Yep.
But that's already happening. And there's nothing for Larry to screw up, at least with the role they're going to have him in.
I think that's true. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We go to Philip. Philip, you're on.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I'm excited about it, and I don't even see where any hesitation can come in, to be honest.
Yeah.
The man is one of the most knowledgeable basketball minds on the planet. I don't care how old he is. I don't care if the program needs to buy him a hover round and a life alert for him to make it down to the sidelines on game day. As long as his mind is intact, hook him up to oxygen, whatever, ginseng, as long as his mind is intact and Penny trusts him and is open to listen to him, hire the man. Because that's the only thing that Penny has been missing on staff is somebody who is experienced. Everybody he's had on the staff has either had the same or less college basketball experience as he has had. And so this will be a big upgrade, and I expect big things. Go Tigers.
All right, thanks for the call, Philip. Appreciate
Very
that.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Very well said.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Trey. Trey, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, man? The last caller kind of stole my thunder, but I'll piggyback off him. Like, people are looking at this all wrong. Like, Larry Brown's really not going to be coaching the player. He's more so going to be coaching Penny for a couple of years.
That's
like,
one way to put it. Yeah.
Like, people have to understand. Like, all you got to do is talk to Allen Iverson if you want to know how much basketball Larry Brown knows or how much he can evolve with the game. And so I think Penny is making a smart move, learning as much as he can before Larry Brown really gets out the game. And he can soak that up and then pass that on. So he's kind of accelerating the process hiring Larry Brown, you ask me.
Couldn't be more with you, Troy.
Hey, Trey, thanks for the call, brother. 535-3776-535-ESPN. How do you feel about the possibility of Larry Brown joining the staff here with Penny at Memphis? Kyle, you're on.
Yeah, so I think we all obviously know this will be a great hire. But I think it's just a way of the university building anticipation for the season next year. He's definitely going to get hired. And I think in return, we may even get Musa to return. So this is just a way to build up anticipation, man.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call, man. I would not hold my breath on Musa, my
Maybe
man.
Maybe Larry can make a call to Musa.
I don't think that's what needs to happen. But you're allowed to dream, you know. It's like the Titans going out and getting Julio, brother. You're allowed to dream.
Well, Musa got to be able to pick up the phone.
Okay.
You got small hands.
Austin, you're on.
Musa going to drop that phone if he tries to grab it. I think it's a good move. I mean, y'all kind of hit the nail on the head, you know, ever since this started kind of going underway, just as far as, you know, he would just need an X and O guy. I mean, he's not going to be recruiting with him. He's not going to – Penny's got way more sense than to bring Larry old ass up in someone's house. So I think it'll be a good move. I think it's a good move all around.
Hey, Austin, thanks for the call.
Appreciate
Although,
the call,
look,
brother.
I'm not going to sit here and act like, I mean, Larry Brown, I'm sure there are tons of you know, families who would love to talk to Larry Brown, who would love to, you know, be recruited by Larry Brown. I mean, he's, again, you know, how many times do I have to say it?
He going to talk to you when you come on that
The
visit.
Only coach to have ever won an NBA championship and a college basketball championship.
To me, that's the best part about it, because he's still a part of the recruiting pitch.
Yeah, when you come on official visits, like, you'll get that from Larry Brown.
Yeah.
He just won't be on the road.
Let me tell you
he
about
He don't want to be on the road. That man's 80 years old.
Allen Iverson.
Right.
You remind me of him.
But he does not sound like that, man. Like, he y'all
don't get so damn offended
y'all
by
make
that.
Him sound like he's out of
Larry
Brown. Y'all really make him sound like he's out of it.
Penny.
A1.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today, gentlemen?
What's up, brother?
All right, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Keep them titans out your mouth, man. You know how we rocking. But anyway, Larry Brown, come on, man. I know we're not having this conversation, man. This will be one of the most – this will be the best thing for Memphis. That'll give us stability. That'll give us a coaching pedigree, man, for none other. And bringing in our new recruits, man, look, man, I know the NCAA don't like us. It's not our job for them to like us. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing, and Penny, bring it in, man. Go Tigers and Titans. Tighten up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, thanks for the call,
That's
man.
A man who believes the Titans going to get more than 9 wins.
Yeah.
And in Larry Brown.
Certainly so. So, universal, I would say. Damn near universal in terms of and again, it's very rare that we would spend this much time on an assistant. You know, I do think that this is a very unique situation, though, where you're bringing in – you know, potentially, a legend, a friggin' legend. They'll have the best in terms of coaching mind. They'll have the best assistant coach in the country. They just will. If Larry Brown's on the staff, they will have the best assistant coach in terms of basketball mind in the nation.
Well, I just think for all these reasons that we've listed, that our callers listed, if you are Laird Veach, right, who Jeff had on, asked him about it directly, said, I can't talk on personnel matters, but I'm supporting Penny, that what are you standing in the way of this for? Like, again, you know, the reasoning behind why you would stop this. I can all, you know, I'm with you where early on, if Penny had gotten his way, you get Larry Brown. You wonder where he might have been and where this thing might have been. But I kind of understood it too, John, in a way when it came to Bowen's decision, in the sense that, look, you think you know what you're getting with Penny, but you don't, okay? And in many ways, it's, you know, what's going to be the role for Larry at that point? Is he involved with recruiting? You know, Penny hadn't, there was no identity at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, it was, okay, well, yeah, I'm bringing Penny Hardaway in, and let's see where it goes. Don't necessarily need to add a Larry Brown to baggage early on. Like, I'm with you that, hey, just go ahead and get it done anyway, but I can understand the case for Bowen stopping him. Because, again, it's sort of, you don't even know the rule book yet, Penny. Penny's talked about that, like how thick that rule book was, you know what I'm saying, when you're coming to the NCAA. So in many ways, you're protecting him from himself in that instance. And remember, he didn't want it as a consultant. He was as an assistant. And at that point, what were those duties going to entail?
Right.
Was that going to include recruiting or not? Okay, whatever. Can sort of understand it more so certainly from Bowen. Now, this role, and I'm going back to the point. You guys put Penny Hardaway, not Laird Veach necessarily, but the administration, David Rudd, those guys. Y'all got this program in this position in the first place when you decided to play James.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't go out and get any assistant you want because of the IRP that's hanging over you because of that administrative decision. Larry Brown, best thing you're going to get with this net you've got, you know. So how can you stand in the way of that when in many ways you've sort of handcuffed Penny already? This is the best he can do. He still wants him. You're covered from that recruiting transcript tutor because he's not going to be messing with that from a compliance standpoint. It's a better way to put that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the cons. There aren't many, if any. Maybe the only con is that Larry, you going to stick with it? You know, once you get here, you're going through a full season? Because that to me is the only thing that could be a potential drawback.
For sure. That's
if he changes his mind once he gets here. This is a little bit more than
he could change his mind before he gets here.
It's a long season.
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, that's why, you know, I'm being very clear about this process. This is not done. You know, this is something that you know, there's still some things left to play out on this. But you know, I think Penny has to listen. I think that's a requisite of this. I mean, if you're going to bring in Larry Brown, be willing to listen to him. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, and as long as that is the case, and I believe it will be because...
You're not bringing... You know Larry's going to challenge you when you bring him in here, so you must be prepared for that already.
He's not perceived as a threat, therefore, and you played for him in New York, and you think so highly of him, you know, you will certainly, I think, be willing to listen to him and willing to be challenged by him, and as long as that is the case, then this will be, in my opinion, a great hire and a great decision by the University of Memphis. All right, we will come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about this, his thoughts on it, and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, this is the 1 o'clock hour code word for your chance to win $1,000. The word is great, G-R-E-A-T. Just grab your cell phone and text the word GREAT, G-R-E-A-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 like Sam did from Memphis just a couple of months ago with Sports Cash. Text the word GREAT, G-R-E-A-T, 72881. You got 45 minutes to do it up until 2 o'clock. Text the word GREAT, G-R-E-A-T, to 72881. Fresh code word coming up at 2 o'clock with Giannotto and Jeffrey.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Station.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. And, you know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at toppsbarbecue.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half? That feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All in America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game. And now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
Great is the code word for the 1 o'clock hour. If you missed it a couple minutes ago, text the word great. You got about 40 minutes to do it. Another code word coming up. 2 o'clock.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. Man, it's been raining for like 3 weeks straight, man. I feel like we live in the UK. I feel like it always rains in the UK. I feel like, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I feel. And as a result of all this rain, you might notice you got a leak, or you might notice something's wrong on your roof. If that's the case, don't trip. Call our man Chris McCauley, McCauley Roofing and Renovation. He's going to come out. He's going to get on your roof. He's going to tell you, oh, you got a missing shingle. You got some storm damage. Let me help you out. That's what he's going to do. He's going to deal with your insurance. He's going to take care of you. He's going to look out for you. He's your advocate. When he comes out, make sure you let him know that you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
That's important. Who doesn't like free now? Again, especially when you're getting somebody with Chris's talents. Again, whatever issue you got with your roof, if you've got some renovation ideas, right? You're thinking, hey, can I do this with my home? Well, perfect to call on that as well. That number, 487-7096. Everybody loves him. That's why he's voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. Got a ton of five-star reviews over on Facebook. You're going to see him here soon on Family Feud. He's everywhere. Can be there and on top of your roof with his team. Like I said, don't forget to mention J&J. You heard it here on Jason and John. You're going to get that free roofing upgrade. That's important. Big problem or small problem, Chris McCauley got you covered. McCauley Roofing and Renovation.
What if I told you that Memphis now has a path to the college football playoff? What if I told you that?
I'd want to hear some more.
Because it's true. It's a long way from done, but the College Football Playoff Working Group has recommended a 12-team playoff. We don't have a start date yet, but it is the recommendation of the College Football Playoff Working Group that they go from four teams to a much more expansive, I mean, triple the amount of teams, 12-team playoff. And the way that they're going to do this is – there's no automatic berth set aside for the group of five. Like, we always wondered about that. Mm-hmm. But they are going to take the six highest-ranked conference champions, okay? So this whatever order that is, and then they're going to have six at-large teams, but which means they're really only going to have five at-large teams because Notre Dame is always going to get one of those. But six highest-ranked conference champions. So let's just take last year, right? What would that have meant? Last year, if this were the format, well, what it would have meant last year is that those six highest-ranked conference champions would be these following teams: Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Cincinnati, because they won the AAC and they were ranked in the top 10, and then Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina would have gotten in ahead of Oregon, the Power 5 Pac-12 champion, because Oregon only played six games, and they were ranked higher than Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon ended up 25th in the CFP.
So Oregon would have been – the Pac-12 champion would have been left out most likely.
Well, and they would have cried.
But
wow.
I actually really like this because, obviously, a group of five team is going to get in every single year, I mean, that's just true. Like most likely, the AAC champion is going to get in every single year. So if you win the AAC championship and you have a good season and you're in the top 10 to 15 to 25, whatever, then you are going to – because how many years are there going to be Coastal Carolinas, you know, that break through the way they did? Very rare.
Yeah, there's usually always, you know, somebody comes around like
that's
this.
That's not from the AAC, though, I'm saying.
You got a point.
That comes from the AAC. What conference are they even in?
It won't be normal to that point.
The Sun Belt or Conference USA, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
So if you win the AAC and you actually have a half-decent season, Memphis will be in the college football playoff. That is the immediate reaction I have here. And also the way it's going to work is that the top four teams are going to have byes. The top four teams in the playoff, like which would be the top four, the regular four playoff teams in a normal in the past format, they'll have first round byes, while the other eight teams will play games on their campus. I like it. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
I think you're right. I think the part for me is that line about no conference would qualify automatically, because we already talked about, I mean, we're one of the schools that doesn't feel like you get a fair shake when you're outside that Power Five. The fact that an Oregon team that was ranked 25th in the college football playoff, like, won the Pac, wouldn't get in ahead just because it's its conference champion of someone more deserving. You like, I think we'd worked under the assumption that they're gonna for their Power Five, they're gonna take care of them,
yep.
And those will be automatics. But it, literally, no conference will qualify automatically, and there would be no limit on the number of participants from a conference. Now, you know. How many SEC teams you end up with, all that stuff, we can visit that. That might get crazy, you know, to some point. But yeah, the fact that this is as fair as it's going to get.
It is, it is.
It's
access. I mean, it really is. It's access for Memphis in a way that they have never had. The real, if you do what you have done before, which is win your conference 2 years ago, you did this. You wouldn't have been in the Cotton Bowl. You would have been in the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm. Those UCF teams as well. Right?
Exactly, yes. Those UCF teams wouldn't have been playing Auburn. You know, they'd have been playing, you know, they might have been playing Auburn in the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So this is a way for...
And they were deserving, and Memphis would be if it was in that position as well.
Yeah, I mean, so I think this
That's the thing I'm most encouraged by, that they haven't just cut out the spot for a Pac-12 champion that isn't very good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Again, in this scenario,
you ahead of those
two non-Power 5 teams would be in the playoff. Now, how will this...
If last year's scenario,
right,
yes.
How will this go? I mean, look, moving forward, will they be a little stingier with the rankings now and really penalize, you know, non-Power 5 teams for their schedule? You know, that's what's going to be fascinating to watch play out. But I think it's a great day. I think it's a great day for Memphis football and Ryan Silverfield and the AAC, you know, because now you can – look, this is a way you can actually start to – you know, Memphis already does a really good job recruiting. But, like, now you can actually tell your kids you can play for a national championship. You can tell them that, and it's not wrong. It's not a lie. You know, it's going to take a lot, and it's very, very unlikely.
Right.
But you can look –
You couldn't tell them that. You couldn't even dream. You couldn't dream that.
You can be in a playoff. I mean, you can certainly say you'll be in the playoff, because we can do that. We've won our conference before. We've been ranked as one of the highest ranked six conference champions.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And yes, the Mountain West is a team that you're going to have to contend with, right? You got your BYUs and your Boise States and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the AAC champ typically has been ranked higher. Right, I mean, the AAC does get a little bit more respect in historically. It's a better league, top to bottom, than the Mountain West. It's really the competition is now. You got to make sure that remains the case.
Right,
you can't get passed up by the Mountain West, because then, yeah, Pac-12, they're not getting left out again, bro. You know what I'm saying? The Pac-12 is not getting left out again. So, and they're going to make sure of that.
I'm surprised that, yeah. Because every one we've operated on, you do expansion, the big boy's going to have their cutout spot. You know, their automatic berth for winning their conference champion. Because why? Because it's the Power Five. So,
right.
I like this. I would love if the Pac ends up, you know, crying like that. Hey, we didn't get him. That's fine with me, because it should be based on the strength of your conference. And that thing's been down.
Yep.
USC, come on back up. You know, come where frankly you belong. So I'm with it. I think I like it. And I'm with you that I like the idea that if I'm a Memphis fan or if I'm on that Memphis coaching staff, I can tell folks, well, we got a chip in the game now, at least, right? Probably, you know, you start going around telling every kid that you're recruiting, you're going to win a national championship. You know, that might be a promise that you're not going to be able to fulfill. But to tell them you got a chip in the game now we got our shot at the playoff and you'll get your shot to play against the big boys. And that seems more real today than it's ever been for Memphis. So, yeah, it's exciting. Can't believe that they didn't give their big boys all of their, you know, what they usually get, which is their leg up.
So Memphis,
their advantage
in 2019-20, right? Because that was the year that they that's the year they won the AAC. They finished 17th. Now I think they were ranked higher than that at one point, but they finished 17th. They would have been number six. That would have been the number six team. Appalachian State was 19. So you're always going to have. I mean, look, you got to be better than BYU. You got to be better than Boise State. You got to be better than Appalachian State. You got to be better than Coastal Carolina. You know, that's your it's the AAC, right? You got to win your league, but you also have to make sure your resume looks better than their teams. And that's where you're going to have your games against Arkansas coming in looming large, your Mississippi State games looming in large. You got to take advantage of those opportunities. Mm-hmm. But you got a chance now, man. You got a chance now. You didn't have a chance before. And so I think it's a great day for Memphis and a great day for the AAC.
Will it be tougher scheduling, though, if you're Memphis, even than it is now? In the sense that if we take that L to U, us big boy school, you're gone and we're stuck.
I mean, you would say, you know, maybe because they're going to sell out for the conference.
It's already tough.
You're going to sell out for your conference title, and you're going to make sure that you – because if you're
– Exactly.
If you're out – I mean, look, I think
– I'm just looking at this, well, you know, trying to look at this from all angles here. It's already tough for Memphis to schedule the big boys.
Let's play this out. Let's play this out.
It doesn't make it any easier for you.
Let's play this out. LSU – right. Let's just say LSU's decided we can't ever win the now they have before, but let's just we're using them as an example. Or Florida, we can never win the SEC, right? So what can we do to make sure that our at large resume is awesome? Because there's six spots for the at large. Could you then see a scenario where Florida's like, all right, well, let's go out and let's schedule a Memphis because we need to make sure our at large. Or would you just think that your SEC body of work will be good enough?
Don't you? Isn't that what you do? Yeah. And you make sure it's, that there's a zero on the other stuff?
No,
that
you're right. Change. You're right. I think it probably makes it harder.
Better not slip up. That's
you're
what I'm
saying. You're at a conference. It probably makes it harder. But again.
And so can Memphis go out and get that Mississippi State type? That's just what's on the schedule
now. I think it's fair.
But even more so, or Florida. Can you get that? Will Florida be willing? I think probably less so.
If they were already reluctant, and now probably less so. I think it's an interesting question. We'll actually do this. We'll talk to Jeff Calkins about this and more on the other side when we get back. Jason and John, Eddie Turner FM, ESPN.
Guys, fights coming up featuring the can't-miss rematch between Israel Adesanya and Marvin Vettori. It's UFC 263, and FanDuel's giving you 30-1 odds on either fighter to win the main event. That means you can win 150 on a $5 bet. That's right. Bet $5, you win 150. Place your first bet on the FanDuel Sportsbook app using the promo code JSmith. It's JSMITH. Get in on this incredible opportunity. Just sit back and watch the fist fly for Adesanya versus Vettori coming up this weekend. You got to like Adesanya, right? I love him. And he won the first fight by split decision. And that was back in 2018. But I'd like him in the rematch. Don't forget, you can only get this offer on FanDuel Sportsbook. So download it today and sign up again using that promo code JSMITH so they know that we sent you. It's FanDuel Sportsbook where the payouts come in as little as 24 hours, faster than those other sports books. It's the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or over and present in Tennessee. New users only on this one. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
92.9 FM ESPN is an Odyssey station. Download the Odyssey app now and get the best sports station on the planet anytime, anywhere. And favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
We are now Odyssey. So we're not any longer radio.com.
Correct.
Or internet.
Or internet.
We are Odyssey.
Yep.
Spelled like it sounds. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yep.
Odyssey.
92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Enjoy real Memphis-style barbecue with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 of Hickory Smoke Barbecue and more at Three Little Pigs Barbecue. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commission products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities.
Pull into Church's today and experience a true original. Bourbon Black Pepper Smokehouse Chicken is back. Peppered and kissed with our bourbon glaze. Only at Church's. Only $5. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins on demand. He sometimes joins us on Thursdays at 1:25. Sometimes he'll join us on Mondays or Tuesdays. Who knows? Who knows when it'll be? Today it's Thursday at 1:25. Read about the Daily Memphian. Listen to him every day from 9 to 11. He joins us now. Hello, Mr. Calkins.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, so we're actually going to get to the Larry Brown stuff later. There has been some very interesting news in the world of college football. I don't know if you've seen. I don't know if you've seen this. Have you seen it?
Nope. I'm not.
The working group of the college football playoff has recommended officially that they go to 12. That they go to 12 teams in the college football playoff, and the way it will work in terms of selection is the six highest ranked conference champions will get automatic berths. And then there will be six at-large spots. Of course, Memphis will never be able to hope that they are an at-large spot, but absolutely there is reason to now believe that
the six highest-ranked conference champions.
I had to back up too, Jeff.
Yes.
So basically, one Power 5, non-Power 5 conference champion is getting an automatic bid.
Well, last year it would have been two.
Well, you said the six highest. There wouldn't have, I see, because there would have been six, right, two. Yeah, although, honestly, you wonder once the stakes are that high.
The rankings change?
If the cut would be if the rankings would have changed, right?
I agree. I do think that is a concern. Yeah. Like, will the non-Power 5 teams be penalized, you know, for their – will strength of schedule start weighing heavier, right, in terms of how high these non-Power – I mean, we'll have to see, but – look, the truth of the matter is that Coastal Carolina and Cincinnati would have both been in last year ahead of Oregon. Oregon was 25th. So there is now – and look, I'm not saying it's perfect, but there is now a path.
No. It's unquestionably better. It's 100% better. I mean, we said it when they were talking about this earlier this week. Right now, it's what Laird Veef said yesterday. He would like Ryan Silverfield to be able to look at his players and say, you have a chance to win a national championship. And – it was totally impossible, theoretically 100% impossible before, and if this happens, it will absolutely be possible. You know, really ridiculously difficult, probably never going to happen, but all you got to do is win all your games in impressive fashion, and if you're a football player at the University of Memphis, you can end up as national champion.
Do you think it would make it more difficult for Memphis to get those big games, though? You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to stub their toe. You know, that's already the case. It's already difficult to get, you know, Florida to schedule you. I just wonder if this makes it. I'm with you. It's a good thing, and I'm with both of you guys on that. Actually, gives you a chance. You got a chip in the game. But doesn't it make it tougher? Florida even more so. Not going to play you now because if I stub my toe against Memphis, it could be over for me. I want that. I want wins only when I'm out of conference and the strength of my conference just. To be the thing that stands up and gets me in, right? I mean, seems like it'll make it even more difficult.
But there's still more at-large teams, so it's still an improve. I mean, right now you're still in a situation where if you're aiming for this large bid, you can't stub your toe. So the fact that there's more at-large teams
I just wonder if those power, if they'll break off and decide, you know what, we're not playing those teams anymore. You know what I'm saying?
This seems to be an indication that they're actually being a little more open to these teams. To me, is what it would seem to indicate. The other thing that's intriguing to me about, listen, I would be in favor of 16 because I think the more the merrier. But I do think there's an aspect to this, and I haven't obviously seen the exact proposal. But if you're having 12,
we'll
what
get that
presumably means. What?
We'll get that proposal sent to you to be looking out for
okay.
an email.
What it presumably means is that the top four have a bye.
That's correct.
And
that's correct.
The next eight would then play each other.
That is correct.
And so if you had gone to eight, and very clearly they weren't going to go to eight for reasons basically because it wasn't going to expand, eight wouldn't have really given the SEC more schools, right? So that's why they weren't going to go to eight. Like, they're self-interested here. But if they go to 12, one of the nice things is in a system of eight, it would have always been the number one school, let's say Alabama,
right,
against, and you know the Memphis or whoever got it would have been eight, right? And so you always have this world in which one is crushing eight, and you're thinking they didn't deserve there to be in the, you know, deserve to be in there in the first place. Now you have a situation where five will be playing, you know, 12, I mean, or something like that, and instead of having to beat, if you're Memphis, wherever you rank in there, your first round matchup will not be against the best team in the country every time, right? You can actually imagine having some success in this system of playoffs. And I like that about it too.
Yeah. You know, I think the upshot for Memphis is, and I said this before you got on, but you know, you can now, if you're Ryan Silverfield or Luke Fickell or whoever, you can now look a kid in the face and tell him the truth, and it would be true by saying you can come to Memphis or you can come to Cincinnati, you can come to UCF, and you can play, you can have a chance to make the playoff, which you could not say prior to right now.
Right. Oh no, didn't I just say that?
I'm just saying. I mean, it is a huge boom.
That's the thing. There's now a. I mean, it's one just immoral thing about college football has been. They just cut out half of the schools, right? Just cut them out of the system.
That's right.
And now you are no longer cut out of the system. And the other thing it does is it allows, to me, what that should do is it should also improve your ability to recruit. It's not just that you can tell your kids that and they should wonder, whatever. It's now you can recruit to that. You know, once upon a time, Ole Miss or Mississippi State could tell a kid, listen, we can go to the college football playoff. Now, you and I know they never did. They probably never would, right? But the fact that you're part of the system makes it much easier to recruit than being totally excluded from the system. Once upon a time, if you're recruiting against Memphis, you'd say, why you go play there? They can't even make the college football playoff. Yep. And now you can't. Now it is no more true at Memphis than it is at Ole Miss. Like, they have the, you know, obviously still unequal resources and all of that, but I think it's a huge step forward, and I think it can what it might do, as I said, is it might make it, because we were having issues of parity, let's be honest, in college football.
Hell yeah.
And it might help those a little bit. It's not going to always be, and honestly, even for the group beyond the nine, for the lesser Power Five schools, it actually helps them too, because we had been in a world where if you're not at Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, you're probably not getting into the playoff. Now, with an expanded playoff, it actually also helps Pac-12, it helps Texas, it helps, you know, right, that whatever. You don't have to go to Alabama, Clemson, or Ohio State to make the playoff, which is really the universe that it felt like we were living in.
Do you think you will cover – I don't know when this will happen. I don't know when this will go into effect. I'm assuming soon. Do you think you will cover a Memphis Tiger football college football playoff game?
I would, if I was to bet on that, I would bet no. I would bet no. I would bet likely not. But possible, like, you know, right now, is Memphis the best program in the conference?
It's Cincy right now, right?
But they were 2 years ago. They were 2 years ago. I mean, it's not like you have to go back.
Get a quarterback. We can talk about it.
No.
Right? Might happen.
It's not far-fetched at all.
Right.
It's not far-fetched at all.
Right.
You've got to also be, you don't just have to win the conference. You have to win the conference impressively enough that you're also ranked. Mm-hmm. That's not far-fetched, right? But it's not far-fetched. Maybe I will.
Yeah, it just depends on, you know, how long you want to do this. I don't think you're going to just show up and not write about it. So it just depends really on how long you want to keep doing this.
No, of course I would do it. But I mean, Memphis went for many years without winning a conference title. Many years without
all of
winning
the
a
years.
Conference title.
All of the years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, all of the years. Exactly. It went for all of the years without winning a conference
but
title.
But in fairness, the program is healthier than it's ever been, you know, in terms
of... I think a lot of this really is up to Ryan Silverfield, right?
Of course.
It's up to Ryan Silverfield.
I think it absolutely, let's just take Memphis. Let's just take Ryan Silverfield out of the equation. I think now you can attract... If you're a Memphis, if you're a Cincinnati, you can attract a better coach. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think now, like that.
Why are you saying Memphis needs a better coach than Ryan?
They don't. I'm saying in the.
Why are you going after Ryan?
Well, I'm not.
You didn't say he was going to get in the bar.
You're misunderstanding
me.
You're misunderstanding me. You're misunderstanding me. I'm saying that, like, you know, in 2011, Memphis had to hire Justin Forte. It worked out great, but at the time, he wasn't even the only play caller at TCU. They had to take a chance on him because nobody else really wanted the job. Now that Memphis or any program like it is in a situation where if you build it right, you can actually be in the college football playoff, you can get a prestigious assistant, a real hot up-and-comer, whereas in the past, and again, Memphis got Mike Norvell.
I mean, they got Mike Norvell.
Yes,
was a pretty hot
But that was a shock. That was a shock. They don't typically get guys like Mike Norvell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The elite programs in the American Athletic Conference have done a pretty damn good job of hiring good coaches.
I guess you're right. Gus Malzahn at UCF.
To me, the more interesting question is, and I think the answer is probably no to this, but will it make it easier for a school to retain a wildly successful coach in the American Athletic Conference? Not can they attract a good young coach up and coming, but once they achieve success, will it make it more apt to stay?
Yeah, I actually think it will. I mean, it's going to depend on the job that they would be up for, you know, but would Josh Heupel leave UCF for Tennessee? That's an interesting question. I mean, because
he may be second guessing that already.
Yeah, that's a hard job. That's a hard SEC job. You know,
right.
I mean, you might say, why do I need to leave UCF
money
for that?
So dramatically, here's the
but
thing.
Money would start flowing in more now, though, if you go to the playoff.
Well, we don't actually know what the split of the money will be. Like, right?
AAC gets 75% of it. That's what everybody's saying. We get 75% of the new money. AAC. Power six, baby.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
No, I mean, of course you have to know what the money split is going to be, but I don't know. I just think it's a. I think it's an overall a really good day.
It's tremendous.
It's not perfect. Yeah. It's not perfect, but it's a really really good day. All right. Before we get you out of here, you know, do you have a Larry Brown haiku or something? Like, give us a little bit. Give us something.
No,
man.
No cons.
It is
right,
funny
because
I,
yeah,
you
no
know,
cons in this, right?
It's funny, I may go and write a – I was thinking of writing about Larry because no one else has at this point. It is funny. Like, when you look at his record, it's just kind of crazy, right? Like, I'm in favor of it. He's going to be 81 before the season starts.
Yes.
The three times he has been a head coach in college basketball, he has put his team – has left his team with a postseason ban. If you go back and read when he left SMU, literally, you know, whether it's Dana O'Neill, Nicole Auerbach, whoever's writing about it, isn't just, they're all writing this. Gary Parrish wrote the same thing. It's not just, well, what did you expect, right? It's also, this man has no place in college basketball. It's and then on top of it, like literally the last interview I saw of him, of course, his last job, he was fired in Italy after half a season of no success. And then about a year ago, the Kansas City Star interviewed him. He was on his exercise bike, and he was complaining about the game, that they play too many young guys now. Back in the day, all you'd see was experienced players playing, and now it's been ruined because there's so many young players playing, and it's been ruined because there's no place for the big man. All people want to do is shoot the three. And you're like, okay, what? Why are they doing this again? Like, what would be the point of this? And the amazing thing is that a lot of it comes down to what is fundamentally a weakness of Penny Hardaway's, which is that he won't trust most people, right? I mean, in the end, one, it's not just that he's a genius coach, which he is. It's that when you're talking about making the argument for it, it's that, oh, well, Penny will listen to him. Penny will respect him. Penny will, like, right? Isn't that a part of everybody's argument?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is kind of like, says, like, okay, well, why is the only guy he's going to respect the 81-year-old guy who puts everybody on probation? Like, it's kind of crazy. Having said that, I am so cynical about college basketball now. Like, what, are you going to call Larry Brown dirty? Larry Brown dirty in a system where Kansas just gave a lifetime contract to a head coach, and in that lifetime contract said if he was going to be fired for cause could not be an NCAA investigate, you know, like whatever. Is he, like, here's what we know about college basketball. The rules are immoral and exploitative, right? We know that every freaking successful program cheats like hell. We know that. Every time you peel it back, you know that, right? And so you're going to, like, oh, we can't hire the dirty guy because he didn't take the rules seriously very clearly at his various stops. I have so little use for a system which goes after which goes after Penny for recruiting a player to his high school team and is going to, you know, drop the hammer, but doesn't touch North Carolina for literally widespread academic, you know, fraud. So I sort of like the double bird aspect of hiring Larry Brown. I know that's not why they would do it, but I'm just, if I believed in the integrity of the system, I would say, of course you can't hire Larry Brown. Look what his record is. But since I have no faith at all in the integrity of the system, I think the system is corrupt. Why am I going to say, don't hire him because he didn't fit in a system which is so damn corrupt to begin with? Like, what did Larry Brown do that was so bad? You know, gave money players. Who the hell doesn't? wasn't 100% honest with the NCAA about a tutor who was helping a student at SMU.
Yep.
I got no use for it, yep. Honestly. Like, and I think everyone, no one has use for it anymore. It's why LSU has a coach still coaching who's corrupt, and it's why, because the NCAA has zero credibility. So that's sort of, I'm down with it, but for kind of cynical reasons.
Well, I respect that, Jeff. Appreciate the time.
Thank
as
you,
always,
Jeff.
Man.
See ya. Bye.
As they say, don't blame me for telling. Blame yourself for being.
Thank you, John. It's right after the wolf's always scratching.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 97.5 ESPN.
Enjoy real Memphis-style barbecue with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 of Hickory Smoked Barbecue and more at Three Little Pigs Barbecue. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
T-Mobile is the leader in 5G. Experience it now with the powerful iPhone 12 Pro with 5G on us.
Wow, these 4K videos make me feel like a professional movie director. And boom, they're posted just like that.
And with our new Magenta Max plan, you'll get unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. That's right, unlimited premium data in the iPhone 12 Pro on us. Only at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p, up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering, phone via 24 credits plus tax for well-qualified buyers. If you cancel, credit, stop, and balance on a required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. T-Mobile is the largest 5G network and named fastest by Open Signal Awards based on average speeds and USA 5G user experience report April 2021. Details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's football legend Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
Do you like comfort? Of course you do. Everyone does. But if you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. You're missing out on the number one thing. Because with Arch Fit, Skechers created a whole new kind of comfort. They teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. ArchFit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel. And you say you have a passion for comfort but haven't tried them? That's like saying you're a sports fan but have never watched football. It makes no sense. So if you're the kind of person who claims to like comfort, stop what you're doing and try a pair of ArchFit exclusively from Skechers. Then you'll finally understand true comfort.
See all the styles of comfortable, machine-washable Arch Fit shoes now at Skechers.com.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Good morning, Privates!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private, astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get to barbecue know the and number sports one auto in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Man, this college football playoff news got me wanting to get a drink. I'm just thinking about all those future college football playoff games involving the University of Memphis. I'm going to take a drink of Blue Note Juke Joint. Perfect for the occasion. Smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. You can get it wherever your favorite liquors are sold. And it's just $29.99. That's it. $29.99. That's less than a take of gas these days. You can drink it neat. Make a cocktail. You can find those recipes up at BlueNoteBourbon.com. Drink it on the rocks. It's how I like to drink it. Any way you choose to go, any way you choose to enjoy it, it is always, absolutely always delicious. It's made right here in Memphis, crafted right here in Memphis, a Memphis drink. Looks good on your bar, and it always tastes great in a glass. So what are you waiting for? Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today. I think the interesting thing that we'll have to watch for next season is... will it be harder to come by? Will a high ranking be harder to come by for Memphis, for Coastal Carolina, for Cincinnati? That will be the interesting thing to monitor.
And how do you get a higher ranking if the big boys stop playing you? Is the AAC going to be that good? Good enough to really get a high enough ranking to be
very
one
true.
Of them?
Very true.
If the Pac-12 doesn't get in above you, you think you're going to play the Pac-12 again?
Now,
hell no,
again,
not play you again.
It's designed every year for a group. I mean, there's six spots. There's only five Power Five conferences.
Yeah.
You know, so it's designed for, you know, for a group of five team to make it every single year. But two? Oh, no. Hell no. That ain't going to be no two. You can take that to the bank.
That's an improve, yeah.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show today. Do you know how to jump here next? Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And
Odyssey Station.
Get to know the number one auto insurer in the country, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. You've heard me say my team is awesome. I'm better looking than a lizard. But have you called us? No, 901-767-7744.
This past year has been tough, but I won't let anything keep me from getting back to work. That's why I chose to buy a new scooter from My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go, and it costs less than $5 to fill up. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can get back to work or anywhere I need to go and enjoy the ride. Get started at mycityrides.org.
At Kroger, we know there's never a good time to run out of fresh. Luckily, our delivery and free pickup make it easy to grab what you need. So whether it's a few extra buns for the backyard barbecue or some miscellaneous munchies for movie night, we make it easy to get back to being you. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
And right now, you'll find more ways to save when you buy six or more participating sale items. You'll save 50 cents each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.